You're listening to Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno, supported by Homewatch Caregivers, whose mission is to preserve dignity, protect independence, and provide peace of mind for their clients and loved ones by providing exceptional home care.
97.9 FM WCHL is pleased to present Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno. Nicole has over 15 years of experience as a geriatric social worker and administrator, working in the long-term care industry to include skilled nursing care, Alzheimer's care, adult daycare, and home care. She also worked as a family caregiver. In addition, Nicole co-founded a nonprofit in the Triangle that specializes in support for caregivers. Now, Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno.
Welcome to this episode of Caring Connections. This is Nicole Bruno, your host. Joining me today is Mary Ann Drummond, nurse, vice president of operations for Carillon Assisted Living, and author of Meet Me Where I Am, an Alzheimer's Care Guide, and I Choose to Remember. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So we're going to be talking today about Meet Me Where I Am, a new caregiver resource. And I'm very excited. Mary Ann gave me a couple of copies of these books in advance, and I had the pleasure of looking at them. And I just think that these are going to be so wonderful for the layperson out there to really get in touch with what's going on with this disease and how to get better in touch with the person they're caring for. So thank you so much for putting your passion into that. It definitely came through on every page.
Thank you. It has certainly been a journey and very exciting to finally get here.
Yes. Yeah. And the books are just beautiful besides. Not only are they a great read, but they're beautiful. So you brought with you some of the top 10 things that people should know but probably don't. First is caring for someone with Alzheimer's requires an abundance of knowledge, patience, and love. And I'm here to say, I would say in equal parts.
Yes.
There are many obstacles along the way to discourage and overwhelm even the most well-rounded individuals. That's true. For sure. The next, while there are many books and resources available for Alzheimer's caregivers, some can be overwhelming and too clinical in nature to be helpful.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things I heard a lot, you know, along the way in creating these. And we certainly need to have useful data that we walk away from with something that we can do new and different to have better outcomes.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely probably a part for both, but I think yours is definitely well-rounded for sure. The next step, Meet Me Where I Am, is an essential resource for Alzheimer's caregivers designed to teach, enlighten, and comfort while preparing for their journey ahead. I think that's wonderful. And I think one of the things that I often hear from caregivers when I'm running caregiver support groups is that sometimes it's difficult to sit in a support group because you're sitting in a room with people that are in all different parts of the path, where your book, It really does exactly that. It teaches and enlightens the individual, but it makes it so it's not scary.
Right.
And it shows them that, you know, there is a light through all this process and that they can make it, you know, just taking step by step. And then lastly, I Choose to Remember was originally designed for an activity aid for individuals with Alzheimer's and other illnesses and memory loss. What do you want to say about that?
Well, it is really expanded from that, and it's turned into be more of a sort of like one reader said, it's like a mini chicken soup for the soul.
Yeah.
It's a lot of short stories that, and someone just recently told me, it says it tickles my memories.
Aww.
And so it uses photography, it uses short story, it uses reminiscing therapy techniques that even if you don't have Alzheimer's disease and you're just looking for, I really want to go back to a wonderful place and time in my own memories, it's just sort of an uplifting experience to go with what you're learning and you're trying to do. And so it's the comfort food.
Definitely.
You know, Meet Me Where I Am is sort of the, it's the meat and potatoes of how to care for Alzheimer's disease. But for any caregiver, no matter what the journey is, whether it's Alzheimer's or, you know, if you're associated with a hospice situation or anything that can sometimes be discouraging in life, what we're finding is I Choose to Remember has all those tangents.
Definitely. And it's beautiful. I mean, it really could be something that you sit out on your coffee table and it could be a conversation piece. And it can also help, I think, when I was looking through it, be that conversation starter for family members who might be uncomfortable with what's going on with a loved one.
Right.
Because it's just done in such a beautiful way. So congratulations on
that. Thank
you. I think you did a great, great job. So what inspired you to write Meet Me Where I Am and I Choose to Remember?
Well, Meet Me Where I Am actually began about 10 years ago. And I started doing educational seminars and speaking engagements on Alzheimer's disease in different forums. And people would come up to me afterward and say, oh, please write a book, you know, and we'd have such short time together. And Actually, writing's always been a passion of mine, and I missed my goal. And when I was a teenager, I decided I would have a book published by the time I was 30. Missed it by a couple of decades.
It's okay.
So, you know, but I didn't stop with that inspiration. And so really, it just came from a product of people saying, I want something useful. I want something that I can understand, but educates me and brings me to a higher knowledge set at the same time. And it's what I needed 14 years ago when I really started working intimately with people with Alzheimer's disease and didn't have. And so that was, it was a necessity in my mind to have a resource guide like that.
Well, you can definitely show you put a lot of love into it. So give us a brief description of these two books, if you could.
So basically, Meet Me Where I Am really is a caregiver guide. And if you're a family member who is recently beginning to work with a loved one who has Alzheimer's disease, or if you've been on the journey for a long time, it is very specific to people who are working with Alzheimer's, either in a personal nature or in a professional nature. I think it goes all the way up to a nurse level. I think that what it does is it helps us with understanding the everyday need as well as anticipate for tomorrow's need, and also how to bring out the highest opportunity for success. And it teaches a lot of different techniques that can be applied no matter what the stage of the disease process is.
Definitely.
And in writing that book, that's basically how I Choose to Remember became a concept. It began, it can be a little overwhelming and discouraging even as someone who does this professionally to really dig deep into Alzheimer's disease, you know. So you need that comfort zone. You need that place to go that helps you to feel better. And that's how the genesis of I Choose to Remember came to be. And so we need those tools that help us when it's the rainy days, because there's going to be good days. There's going to be bad days. And sometimes we just need something to inspire us and bring us to a better place. And so I began writing them in tandem. And sometimes I'd have to break away from Meet Me Where I Am just to go to that own comforting place of my own, even to say.
So you wrote two books at the same time. Wow.
Right. These were written in tandem over, over the period of about 10 years.
That's amazing. Well, we need to take a short break today. I'm here with Mary Ann Drummond, and we are talking about Meet Me Where I Am, and which is a new caregiver resource. Thank you so much. We will be right back.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno on 97.9 FM WCHL, supported by Home Watch Caregivers. Now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. This is Nicole Bruno, your host of Caring Connections, and joining me today is Mary Ann Drummond, RN, Vice President of Operations for Carelon Assisted Living and author of Meet Me Where I Am, an Alzheimer's Care Guide, and I Choose to Remember. Welcome back.
Hi.
Boy, time flies when I talk to you. I could talk to you all day.
I know.
Okay, so speaking of meat and potatoes, let's get to some of the meat and potatoes here. In the book, I Choose to Remember, which is the more pictorial with the stories inside of it, you describe the values of reminiscing therapy, not only for individuals with conditions such as Alzheimer's, but anyone who wants to feel better inside themselves. Why is reminiscing therapy such a valuable tool for caregivers as well as those they care for?
I think sometimes when we're faced with a challenge, just from a human nature, we tend to carry our bag of rocks with us, you know, those things that weigh us down, because those are the things that are the hard obstacles of day-to-day life. And sometimes we forget to let the rocks go and pick up the flowers, if you will. And those flowers can be often the forgotten memories of what's been best in life. And the reason they get buried so deep is because they are good and they are safe and, you know, they were wonderful moments. So we treasure them, we value them, and then we put them on the shelf. What reminiscing therapy does is it makes us take inventory of those items and take them back off the shelf. And as we begin to re-experience them, it can be 10 years later, 5 years later, 2 days later. But when we take the time to re-experience them, so many wonderful things happen within us, even physically. Blood pressure is lowered. Heart rate is lowered. There are things released in our body. You know, we all know the word endorphins and those positive, you know, the serotonin, things in our body that can make us feel better. When we have positive experiences, studies show that our bodies respond physically to those positive experiences. And the more we can sometimes just take that moment and take that little walk down that pathway we don't always make ourselves go because daily pressures don't push us there, we find that we relax so well. So for the jogger who relaxes with jogging or the person who needs the bubble bath, which is me, it can have that same effect. And it's so easy to do once you start making yourself periodically do that. And this book is designed to help anyone do that. So, you know, we know with Alzheimer's that that can be a challenge. It also has spaces for journaling and even in the back, a little place for scrapbooking. Mm-hmm. So whereas it is a tabletop book, as you mentioned, it can be a centerpiece on your table. Mm-hmm. You can also personalize it. And it can even become sort of a family story. Mm-hmm. And we can reminisce now and write those stories down so that if something happens in the future, those memories are now safe and they can be restored to us when we need them the most.
Well, that's a beautiful way of putting it, for sure. So for the listeners who are experiencing the journey firsthand, what words of advice would you offer for day-to-day care success?
Well, in Meet Me Where I Am, there's a lot of different techniques. But if I were to say to you, what are some of the most important ones that we should try to remember? Certainly it's that always ask yourself three questions. Mm-hmm. When you're doing an interaction, sometimes we wonder, do I need to intervene? Do I need to do something differently? Is this the right course of action for today? First question is, what's going on with the individual hurting themselves? Mm-hmm. If it's not, then no intervention needed. Is it hurting anyone else? Mm-hmm. If not, no intervention needed. Mm-hmm. And the last question is this a normal presentation or normal situation for that individual? And if the answer is yes, then what we have is probably a normal a situation for the disease itself. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of your measuring stick. And as long as the individual is prospering, they're doing well in the moment, enjoying the activity going on around them or enjoying the interaction, then you're in a good place. But those questions help guide you when you're trying to figure that out, because so much as a caregiver is the uncertainty. Mm-hmm. Am I doing this right? Should I do something differently? Is this the way to go?
And picking your battles.
Choosing your battles by all means.
Yeah.
And then understanding what success is.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's one thing I would say.
One of the things that I talk about when I talk to family caregivers specifically is, you know, celebrating the process versus the end product.
Yes.
You know, mom is able to button her buttons. Maybe she buttons the buttons wrong, but at least she can button a button. And if I take that away from her next week, she's not going to be able to do that at all.
And it's so hard to grasp that concept, because we want to preserve the person as we remember them.
Yeah.
And we want them to look like and exactly act like. But the disease itself and the symptoms of the disease preclude that. And we have to understand what is a symptom of the disease.
Mm-hmm.
And so the second thing I would say is take the word disability and strike the word dis from it and focus on ability, which is very similar to what you're trying to say. You've got to focus on the abilities and drawing out what abilities are left. And as caregivers, we don't always do so well at that.
Yep.
Because our whole job is to care, which means we do for you.
Yep.
And with Alzheimer's, there's a balance that we have to learn. What is it that I do for you versus what is it I can help you do for yourself?
Exactly. Wonderful. So where did you actually gain all this knowledge to write the book on providing care for Alzheimer's patients?
Well, I had some wonderful teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And those wonderful teachers were just the hundreds and hundreds of residents and individuals and people that I have had the pleasure of working with that have Alzheimer's disease. So they have been my teachers. And have I done everything right along the way? No.
Yeah.
You know, mistakes are sometimes our greatest learning experiences.
Right.
And with every interaction, I continue to learn. And so I would just say it's just been firsthand experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And what I have learned personally as a nurse, you know, many, many years ago, what we were taught versus what we now know, there's a lot of change and for the better.
Definitely.
And then so that's really where this comes from.
Thing I often say when I'm talking to people about Alzheimer's is one of the most beautiful things and the saddest things about Alzheimer's is that they forget. And what I mean by that is I personally feel if you are making an approach and you have the best of intentions and your love and for that individual shines through, maybe that approach doesn't work. Maybe what you say and do will not affect them to do what you're looking for them to do. But if you go back 15, 20 minutes later and try a different approach, I feel like somewhere in the recesses of their minds or bodies that they remember that you were kind to them and they will allow you to try again. And we don't get to do that with everybody in life. If I say something to you right now that you take offense to by accident and it was misperceived, it's going to take me a long time to build that relationship back up.
Oh, yeah. You know, I use the analogy, you have to pretend you're Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
And you have to be willing to run the scenarios and take the little risk of, let me try something a little different and see if this has a better result.
Definitely.
Great analogy.
So where are these books currently available?
There is a website, angeltreepublishing.com.
Okay.
They are both available in hard copy via the website.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon.com carries the ebook for Meet Me Where I Am. So if you're a very high-tech person, you have your Kindle or your e-reader and you prefer that version, you can get Meet Me Where I Am in the e-version.
Sure.
And also, if you're a caregiver and you need some immediate resource, Carelon Assisted Living is carrying each chapter per month.
Okay.
And so it's a free read.
Okay.
All you have to do is go to the Carelon website, carelonassistedliving.com, and they're featuring a chapter of Meet Me Where I Am every month as a free read.
We'll have to get you in some of these local bookstores in the area, too.
We're working on that, yes. I would be glad to hear from anyone on that.
Wonderful. Well, we are going to take a very short break. I'm here today with Mary Ann Drummond, who is an RN and Vice President of Operations for Carelon Assisted Living and author of Meet Me Where I Am, an Alzheimer's Care Guide, and I Choose to Remember. We will be right back.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno on 97.9 FM WCHL, supported by Home Watch Caregivers. Now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. This is Nicole Bruno, your host of Caring Connections, and joining me today is Mary Ann Drummond, RN and Vice President of Operations for Carelon Assisted Living and author of Meet Me Where I Am, an Alzheimer's Care Guide, and I Choose to Remember. Well, we just have a few more minutes left here before the end of the show, and I just wanted to ask you a few more questions. What I was wondering was, which of the stories in I Choose to Remember is your favorite and why?
Well, I get asked that a lot, and every time I'm asked that, like four or five will flash through my head right away. So, you know, some of them are, of course, personal memories of my own, so I'm going to be biased toward that. But I will tell you the feedback I get, which so it's made it my favorite. People tend to enjoy the most the story about the Black Widows. I will say that I'll leave that as sort of a little cliffhanger. There's a lot of humor involved. I was a very creative child, though, and I did something interesting with Black Widows that involved a glass mason jar. You know,
You
can just imagine from there. You know, I choose to remember sort of a, again, it has a lot of humor. It has a lot of reflection, and that's probably my favorite simply because it gets the most response.
And you used a lot of photography in that book.
Right.
Where were those photos taken?
Well, the photography, the neat story behind all the photography, when you do a project like this, usually you're looking for a photographer and you're going out and you're trying to get all just the right shots, and that can be as hard as the writing. I was blessed in that my daughter does a lot of photography, Amanda Haney. And so she had a portfolio of pictures, and all the stories were first written. And then I just went through and perused through, you know, the last 20 years of our family photos.
Oh, wow.
And I was able to find a picture to match the stories very appropriately. And then we were able to also really look deeper at the pictures and spend a lot of time focusing on the reminiscing quality of the photos. So we had a wonderful time just focusing on making sure we had photos after the stories were written that better reflected the whole essence of what we were trying to capture.
So in the last few seconds, you have any parting words or how people can get a hold of you for more information?
Well, one of the ways you can reach me is through our Carelon website. You can directly email me that way.
Okay.
Or you can call our office, which is 919-852-4000.
Okay.
Also through the angeltreepublishing.com website.
Okay.
Those would be the best ways to reach me.
Okay.
And as far as parting words, it's just never give up. You know, celebrate your successes.
Well, if you've liked what you've heard today, you can definitely hear more at the upcoming caregivers conferences this year. Actually, Mary Ann is going to be one of our featured presenters, so we are so appreciative and thankful for that as well. As always, you may email your caring questions to caring@1360wchl.com. Thank you so much for joining us today, Mary Ann. It was a pleasure as always, and we hope to have you back again soon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
The purpose of Caring Connections is to educate listeners to help improve the quality of life for families, for professional caregivers, as well as those people affected with Alzheimer's disease.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno is supported by Home Watch Caregivers. You can hear this and any other program of Caring Connections on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Be sure to email questions to caring@1360wchl.com. Caring Connections is a presentation of 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.